AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio WHIO presents the newest Ask the Expert show, Shooting from the Hip. It's an hour of straight talk about firearms. When can you carry? How long do you have to wait to purchase a firearm? What about safety, training, and so much more? Your host for Shooting from the Hip is Jeff Pedro. Jeff is a 24-year veteran police officer and currently assigned City of Kettering Detective. As owner and lead firearms instructor for STEM training, Jeff is here to bring to the microphone the truth about guns. Here's Jeff on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO.
And welcome to Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery in for Jeff Pedro. He is actually at the range teaching a class right now, so we're back on the air. I want to thank everybody who's hung with us during the times that we were preempted for Dayton Flyer football, go Flyers, and Dayton Flyer basketball, go Flyers. We're glad that they're doing real well, but I tell you, we are really glad to be back on the air. I want to thank everybody who's emailed us over the last few months, who's sent us comments on our Facebook page. If you'd like to find out more about the show, you can go to our radio page at sim-trainer.com/radio, and you will find links to download previous shows, to hook up with our new Shooting from the Hip fan page on Facebook so that you can get updates, to sign up for the Sim Trainer Shooting from the Hip podcast, and download all the previous shows, as well as catch all the new shows in your MP3 player as soon as they are released. We normally get them back up on the website by, probably the end of the weekend. But if it's a real busy weekend like this one is, then sometimes it takes a little longer than that. Jeff is out this week, as I mentioned. He's teaching a class. This is our third anniversary of doing First Shots. First Shots is a great program to introduce new shooters, and we'll talk a little bit about that later. I want to tell you a little bit about Sim Trainer and what we do down there at Sim Trainer. Sim Trainer is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. It's easy to get there from the Dryden Road exit off of 75, just north of that exit, about a mile, and Sim Trainer is off on the left. You can call the range at 937-293-3914 if you want to register for any classes or if you have any questions when we're off the air. But we'd love to have you call the radio show and get whatever your questions that you have on the air today. You can call the station at 457-1290. 457-1290 is the number to get in. We have some lines available, and we'll be getting to those calls after a little bit. What we do at Sim Trainer is provide quality training in firearms, in safety, introduction for brand new shooters, advanced training for people who already are familiar with using their firearms, also preparing people for concealed carry to give them the state-required training that's necessary to qualify for a license to carry a concealed handgun. We have classes on both ends of that. In fact, we even have some non-shooting classes. We have our Total Personal Defense class, which is a class to give people some basic tools that they need in order to defend themselves at the beginning of a violent encounter, just enough to be able to get away. And if something else needs to be done after that, then you have the tools to do that, but especially to give people the confidence that they need to fight back against the violent attack. Most people don't realize that if you fight back against a violent attack, that gives you your best chance of survival. Unfortunately, there are just all too many people who have believed that if you comply with whatever the instructions are that the criminal is giving you and you just do what they say, you'll be okay. But more and more we see that's simply not the case. And the best way to ensure your safety is to fight back. And frankly, the best way to do that is to fight back with a firearm. Your chances of being injured if you defend yourself with a firearm are roughly 20%. That's a lot. But the next best option is over 50%. So that's one of the reasons why we provide the training that we do, to give people the information that they need to defend themselves, to protect themselves in the case of a violent encounter, but also just to give a much more experience for people with firearms, to bring families into the shooting sports, to pass along the firearms heritage that unfortunately has been lost in too much of our American society. You know, it wasn't too long ago when it was normal to see people carrying a firearm on a regular basis, and it didn't raise any surprises at all. Well, unfortunately, we've lost some of that, and we need to get that back. And that's part of what we're doing at SimTrainer, by providing fundamentals in handling safely, having firearms around the home, having firearms with kids. If you have any questions about any of these things, give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll try to answer your questions. If it's a real busy day and we don't get to everybody, we apologize in advance, and we'll take your questions. You can email the questions to radio@sim-trainer.com, and we will get those questions off the air and then answer them the next show that we have, or even answer them in email and still address them on the show. This show is for you, the firearms enthusiasts out there. So call in with your comments and your questions. If there's something going on that you've been paying attention to and you'd like to get more information about, give us a call, and we'll either, if we don't have the information, we'll go research it and find out the information and get it back to you as soon as we can. Again, you can visit our website at sim-trainer.com/radio for the Shooting from the Hip page. And if you're already on Facebook, you can sign up for our Facebook fan page, and there's a link to that fan page on sim-trainer.com/radio. As I mentioned, you'll find the range at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine. We're across from the DPL maintenance yard and just south of the river, so that makes it real easy to find. One of the things that we do quite a bit of is concealed carry. Let's talk just a bit about the statistics that were released at the beginning of December from the Attorney General on concealed handgun licenses in Ohio. There's a lot of them, quite frankly, and it's increasing. The number in 2009 already exceeds the number in 2008, which was the largest number of licenses issued since Ohio had a concealed handgun licenses. And in fact, November is in the top 10 of all the months since it started, even with the big plus up that was when the licenses first started being issued back in April of 2004. There's over 170,000 licenses that have been issued that could still be active in Ohio. Now, there's some that would have dropped off because people have moved out, or folks who have died, people who have had them revoked for whatever reason. Actually, that's a fairly small number by percentage. And we've had many of those that get renewed because we're already now into the second phase of the licensing process. So we've had many licenses that have now been renewed, and there are just thousands of people now who are licensed to carry concealed handguns. So even if you don't know where you are, you might not realize that there could be several citizens who are law-abiding citizens who are carrying firearms for the defense of themselves and for others. And frankly, we think that's a good thing, because that's what increases the safety. Every place that concealed carry has been implemented, there has been a drop in violent crime, because it gives that just one little bit of uncertainty to the criminal who says, you know, maybe this isn't the day that I want to try something that could get me in more trouble than I was ready to bargain for. We have a guest in the studio today, and we'll get to her right after the break. Cindy's from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and she is the program manager for the First Shots program. And today is our third anniversary for First Shots. We have three classes running today. This is the Sim Trainer First Shots Marathon today. We started this morning at 9 o'clock with a class, and we won't be done till 7 o'clock tonight. And by the time we get out of the range, it'll be probably a 12-hour day. So we're having a lot of fun with that. We're going to take a break now. Give us a call at 457-1290 with your call, your questions and your comments about firearms and firearms training. And we will be back right after this break on WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Whether you're a novice or a seasoned enthusiast, the place to go for all your firearms needs is Vandalia Tactical, the Dayton area's premier firearm store. offering a full line of firearms and accessories. There are your typical gun shops. Then there's Vandalia Tactical. They are the only dealer in the area to carry the AR-15 assault rifle. Need a firearm for work or for personal safety? Vandalia Tactical specializes in handguns and tactical rifles. Come visit the store at 312 North Dixie Drive in Vandalia and check their website, VandaliaTactical.com, for specific store hours. If you're ready to take your firearms shopping experience to the next level, see Vandalia Tactical. So respected that they ship orders for their guns to customers in 49 states. Sure, there are gun shops. Then there's Vandalia Tactical, 312 North Dixie Drive. Call 264-8432. That's 264-8432. Vandalia Tactical, the Dayton area's premier firearms store.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
This is Mark Avery, and you are listening to Shooting from the Hip. We're glad to be back on the air, and I want to thank everybody for joining us. You can give us a call at 457-1290 with your questions, your comments. Anything that you'd like to share about maybe some pending legislation or questions that you have about concealed carry or handling firearms in the home, having firearms around kids, how to safely store ammunition, how long you can use it, that sort of thing. Give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you on the air. Today we have a special guest in studio with us, Cindy Delana from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. She is the program manager for the First Shots program. Cindy, welcome to Shooting from the Hip.
Hi, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for coming in. She came in today, flew into Dayton just to be with us for our First Shots Marathon and to talk with all of you folks on Shooting from the Hip. Cindy, tell us a little bit about the First Shots program, how it got started and what your involvement in it is.
Well, Mark, this is a big day for you guys.
It is.
It's your third-year anniversary, and I'm really happy to be able to spend it here with you guys and be on the show. First Shots started back in 2005. With one program in Springfield, Massachusetts. The idea was, as the trade association for the shooting industry, the National Shooting Sports Foundation wanted to put together a program package that would help ranges like Sim Trainer and others around the country deliver in their communities an opportunity for folks to learn safe and responsible firearms ownership and usage. So we put together this package that helps you guys deliver this program locally. As I said, it was one program in 2005. Today, three and a half years later, we are looking at 126 ranges.
Wow.
In over 38 states. So it's pretty exciting. There are over 400 seminars throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
And we are reaching over 7,000 individuals.
Well, so each year?
Every year at
okay.
this point.
That's really super. And you've been in some places that one wouldn't normally think of as gun-friendly, like, California and Illinois.
We have gone to some of the non-traditional gun locations. You're right. We went to California, Los Angeles, California, and we actually did a big spread out there with four ranges within a 50-mile radius of Los Angeles proper, and the response was overwhelming.
I'm sure it was.
Classes were filled to capacity, and the ranges involved actually had to schedule more in later months, so that was exciting.
Oh, that's great.
Another location, Mark, Chicago.
How about that? Chicago, the belly of the beast.
Chicagoland. We also had four ranges surrounding that area, and those were filled to capacity as well. Again, our emphasis is safe and responsible ownership, and this is our American right. There are a lot of family values involved with shooting. It's safe, it's fun, as well as being a way to protect yourself.
Oh, it's a great family sport. It's a great way for families to get together and do something that is kind of an equalizer. You don't have to be big in order to shoot well. So the littler members of the family and the older members of the family, all of them can shoot on basically a pretty even competition if they want to compete with each other. And it also gives the older ones and more experienced ones an opportunity to help their younger brothers and sisters learn how to do everything and do it properly, it becomes a family activity, and gun safety and really protection and restoration of our right to keep and bear arms becomes a family activity that can be passed from generation to generation.
Absolutely, Mark. And a lot of our research that NSSF uses and we've compiled over the years shows us that today's society and folks, you and I had an opportunity to grow up learning it through our families, our dads, our uncles, and brothers and sisters. Today, there's not so much of that. So folks out there are very interested in learning about firearms and all of the activities they can pursue. They just don't have an entry-level place to go.
Well, one of the things I think that's happened is that our society has become so urbanized that there's not a place that you can go. I mean, when I was a kid, we would go out to a range. It was the range that was north of our town, and we would shoot there in a structured environment. But we could also go to some friend's house or some of the rural property. I grew up in Arizona, so there was a lot of places out in the desert that you could go, and you could set up bottles or targets or whatever, and you could shoot very safely without any problem of concern with where those rounds were going to go, because you could see everything from where you were all the way out to where those bullets would stop. And that's a lot more difficult for people to do in our urbanized environment, in the suburban and urban environment. There's just not a place. And, of course, now you've got to go to some ranges, so sometimes that means you have to travel a little bit. Obviously, with Sim Trainer now in the right just south of Dayton, that makes it a lot easier for folks to get to. But people have to know that it's there, and people need to say, hey, you know, this is something that I want to do. And if people didn't have something that they grew up with because they were in that environment already and their parents didn't teach them, now there's first shots. So first shots that lets them pass that heritage on and pick it up again where it's been disconnected.
Exactly.
It's been a lot of fun for us to do that. We're having a First Shots marathon today. We've got three classes going today, and all of them are packed. I think there might have been a slot or two left in the class that's going to start at 4 o'clock. It may be too late to even get in that one, because I know that they were taking calls during the classes today. So those slots may also be filled. But this is the first time we've tried to run three classes, and I guess it's indicative of the fact that it was our third anniversary, and so, you know, we're going to run a First Shots marathon, and plus it was great to have you come in and join us today. But we've had mostly full classes all the times that we've run it. We've run it at least once a month. The class that we had today was intended to be one class in the morning from 9 to noon, and that class was already sold out before our November class in the second weekend of November. So we said, okay, well, we'll add another one late in the afternoon. And we added one late in the afternoon, and that filled more than 2 weeks ago. So we said, hey, you know, we got to do this. We don't want to turn all these people away. We don't, you know, these people who want to go and learn how to shoot and take their family into the shooting sports, we need to give them a place to do that. So that's why we packed a third class in. We're almost at the bottom of the hour, and so we're going to take a break for news here in just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk to Ron out in Troy, and we'll talk to you, and give us your call at 457-1290, and we'll get you on the board. This is Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced 5-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRAnews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to Shooting From the Hip. Thanks for sticking with us through the break. We're glad to have you with us listening to the show. This is our first show back after the break that we had for Dayton Flyer Sports. We're glad to be back with you. This is Mark Avery. I'm here from Sim Trainer. Jeff Pedro is out today teaching a class. And so we're going to have the rest of this hour to ourselves. I want to invite you to give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll get your questions answered to the best that we can. We do have a few calls on hold, and we have a guest in the studio today, Cindy Delana from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. She's the First Shots Program Manager. And, Cindy, there's something else we wanted to talk about, First Shots, and some of the things that are going on.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you, Mark. You mentioned how Sim Trainer has added classes due to the response, overwhelming response.
Absolutely.
To the program. And what that actually shows is just a small part of what's happening. That is happening all over the country. We just had a range brand new to the First Shots program in Michigan, held their first program last week. They've already scheduled four more classes, one of them happening today, and several more for January. So it's not just here in Ohio. It is all over the country. We're seeing this interest because people are finding out that there are places like Sim Trainer and other ranges where they can go and learn from the beginning what they need to do, how to meet the state's requirements, and how to get involved in different activities surrounding firearms. So that's really exciting stuff.
It really is. And, of course, not that I'm biased or anything, but I think the best place that you can get First Shots is at Sim Trainer. I mean, I don't know why I would think that, but ours is the best. It's the very best.
Well, you do have a great program, and, you know, we did...
Thanks for accepting that plug. Yeah.
You did have that award.
Well, that's true. We did get an award. In fact, you gave us that award.
You were recognized by the National Shooting Sports Foundation for your efforts in the community, doing them once a month. This area has a fantastic opportunity with Sim Trainer to learn about firearm safety and have some fun with it. So,
thanks, Cindy. We have had a blast with it. That is probably, for me, it's the class that is the most fun to teach because we get folks from all walks of life. We get folks with all levels of experience. It's really targeted at people who are complete newbies to the shooting sports, have never handled a firearm before. But we do get some folks in who've had other experience, and they find that there is tremendous value in going back over the fundamentals and getting it right and doing exactly what they're supposed to. How about we go to the calls that we've got online? Let's talk to Ron in Troy. Ron, you've got a question for us about concealed carry?
Yes. I got a concealed weapon permit in Ohio. Can I take that gun into other states?
Yes, there are. We have reciprocity in Ohio with, I believe, 18 other states, and there are some other states that also recognize our license that we don't have reciprocity with. So Ohio doesn't recognize their license, but they recognize our license. For example, Indiana. We don't have reciprocity with them. Their license isn't good in Ohio, but because we issue a license, Indiana recognizes any license from any state that's been issued. So if you go out to the Attorney General's website, there is under the law enforcement area of the website, under concealed carry, there's a concealed carry reciprocity, and that will tell you which states there is reciprocity with that they can carry in our state as well as us there. And there is also, if you go to the Buckeye Firearms Association, which is the Ohio folks, and also the Ohioans for Concealed Carry, both of those websites have lists of places that other states that recognize our license to carry. You can also go to handgunlaw.us, and you'll find a great tool that shows you where your license is valid in whatever different states.
Okay. What was that website you said earlier?
Attorney
General's?
Yeah, the Attorney General's website is the Ohio Attorney General. I believe it's ohioattorneygeneral.gov. Is the actual website URL. Yes, ohioattorneygeneral.gov. And
okay.
If you go to the enforcement, law enforcement, and then under law enforcement is concealed carry, and it gives you the information that you need on concealed carry reciprocity.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for giving us a call, Ron. Appreciate you giving us a call at the show. Let's talk to Jason. Jason, you have a question for us.
Coming from your last break, you said something about how long to keep ammo.
Okay.
And I was wondering how long you should keep ammo and how to store it, because I've got roughly 1,000 rounds.
Okay. The best thing that you can do is you store the ammunition in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation. Most of the ammunition is going to be marked with the way that the manufacturer thinks you ought to store it, and obviously nobody knows better than they do. In general, if you store your ammunition in a climate-controlled environment, a place that is, you know, has air conditioning and humidity control, kind of like where you'd want to live, your ammunition can live there for a long, long time. The ammunition that the military stores, they store in bunkers, which is controlled like that, and they store it for decades, and it's still good. Ammunition that you carry is not going to be in that environment. And so any personal protection ammunition that you have in magazines or in your gun, we recommend that you switch that out at least once a year. So that way, even though it's probably going to work just fine for way longer than that, since if you need it, you need it right then, and your life depends on it, switching it out about once a year is a pretty good idea. Some people think they want to switch it out more often than that. I wouldn't argue with that, but once a year seems to work pretty well, and it's well inside the margin of safety to make sure that that ammunition isn't degraded to the point where it won't fire when you need it to.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for calling the show, Jason. I appreciate you giving us a call at Shooting From the Hip. Let's talk to Dave in Harrison Township. Dave, you got a question for us?
Yes, thanks. First, thanks for the forum for the this type of venue. It's appreciated. Keep it going.
Well, thanks very much. We've been having a lot of fun with it, and we enjoy doing this. And part of the reason we started doing it is because we thought there was a real need to get the myths dispelled and to correct the record in some of the things that have gotten out there that aren't exactly the truth. So everything that we say, we try to back it up with good source, and we appreciate you listening to the show. What's your question?
I couldn't agree more with you. Question, I have recently bought a small subcompact 380, and I've been reading on what type of ammunition to carry for personal defense, and I wondered if you could shed some light on that. What's your choice would be?
Okay. Sure, I'll be glad to address that. One of the main thing that you need to be concerned about with personal protection ammunition is that it needs to penetrate deeply enough to create enough damage in order to stop the threat. And there's really only two ways that you're going to do that. You're either going to break the electrical system or you're going to put holes in the plumbing. And so the way that the creator made this machine, he put all the real important stuff deep inside the center. You need ammunition that'll penetrate probably 12 to 14 inches in order to be sure that it's going to work well and be able to stop the threat as necessary. 380 is kind of on that border between how do I get enough power for the penetration depending on the type of ammo that you have. For a slightly larger, like a 9mm or 40 caliber, I would absolutely say use a jacketed hollow point ammunition specifically designed for personal defense. 380, that's probably also okay because the 380 is kind of the bottom of what we recommend for a personal protection ammunition. Anything less than that, that's probably too small. 380 is a perfectly fine round. And then the question becomes, do I want to use a jacketed hollow point or do I want something like a full metal jacket that might penetrate a little deeper? And that one is a tough call because it depends on a lot of factors. I think that if you have ammunition...
The full metal jacket is I don't want to inflict damage on somebody else if that round passes through them.
Well, that's...
And what I've read is that you've had with hollow points, they will mushroom out and tend to do more damage localized.
Well, the mushrooming does definitely cause that energy to dump more quickly, and you're going to get less, it's going to be less penetration, and there's less risk of over-penetration. Most of the modern personal protection ammunition is not going to over-penetrate, and so you're not going to have a problem with that. And so my gut feel on ammunition for personal protection is you should buy ammunition that's listed for personal protection on the box or for law enforcement use, because they use it for the same reason that we do, personal protection. That would be my best recommendation. And then use the ammunition. There are many good manufacturers of ammunition. And as long as you get one that is specifically designated for personal defense, that's your best answer. Thanks for giving us a call. We're going to take a break here before the last break for the end of the show. Give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you on the air. This is Mark Avery for AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution is part of the United States Bill of Rights that protects a right to keep and bear arms. The meaning and scope of this right has been described as among the most contested of the rights. A decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2008 determined that a ban on home possession of an operable firearm, such as a handgun, violates the Second Amendment. That ruling, however, only applies to federal laws and jurisdictions, leaving it unclear what kinds of firearms regulations the state governments can adopt without running afoul of the Constitution. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, has been protecting your Second Amendment rights for 25 years. Stephen T. Pearson is a criminal defense attorney here in the greater Dayton area, specializing in conceal and carry law and anything involving the Second Amendment. You can contact Stephen T. Pearson at 299-2995, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stephen T. Pearson, attorney at law, 299-2995.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting From the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to Shooting From the Hip. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll try to get your question answered before the end of the show. We've got just this one last segment left. Let's go right to the calls. We've got Jeff in Dayton. Jeff, you have a question for us about home protection.
Yes, sir. I'm interested in shotgun usage for home protection rather than a bullet type of gun, simply because I'm afraid in a nervous situation like that I may not be that accurate. And I wanted to ask what gauge of shotgun I could use that would fire a cartridge that would have killing power within probably a 10-15 range, a foot range, but not... be able to go across the street about 50 yards and strike my neighbors through their window. So is there a shotgun that you could recommend that would fall in that category?
Actually, probably not. The problem is that if you have enough energy to penetrate a target and do the damage necessary to stop the threat, then it's across the street isn't that far. And you're going to have much more distance than that to deal with. So you need to be aware of your target and what's beyond it. And one of the advantages that you have in home defense is that you know your home, so you know where the people are, you know where things are, and you also can set up where you choose or choose not to engage based on where you know it's safe to fire.
That's the problem. I have a large picture window right near the door, so if I would stop in that, upon entrance, part of that shell is going to be, or that cartridge is going to go across the street. So I'm in a bit of a dilemma with that. Any suggestions as far as, I guess I could go with a lesser gauge type of just go for knocking the individual down rather than killing them. But of course, that doesn't prevent them from returning fire. So,
well, I mean, obviously, it's not necessarily the gauge so much as the size of the pellets. If you're using a double-aught buck, it's going to have a much longer range than something like birdshot. But the problem with birdshot is that it's not necessarily going to do the job either. So that's a pretty tough one. Let me tell you what. Let me take this and do some research and see if we can find out a better answer for you and get back to you on our next show next week and answer that question a little bit better. Because I don't really want to tell you that there is or is not an answer that'll solve your question. And I understand the challenge of what kind of distances are you talking about? I mean, in terms of, are you close to the property line and across the street is a maybe a few hundred feet, or are you talking about a much larger setback from the street?
Well, what would be a direct line of fire would be about 50 yards across, right into their picture window. So.
Okay. Yeah, clearly that would not be the direction that you'd want to shoot. Okay, that, like I said, That's a question that I don't feel comfortable answering, mm-hmm. and I think the best thing is for me to take that and get back to the show with that question. If you'd like to send an email to radio@sim-trainer.com and lay out some more details about the situation, that would really help, and it would also give us a reminder to be sure to address that next week. Because I think it's a great question. It's a very valid question, and I'm sure you're not the only person that has a situation similar to that. So I'd like to make sure that when we give you an answer, we give you an answer that's really, you know, that's researched properly and has information that you can use without just me coming up with something off the top of my head. I think it's something that I really would like to think about a little bit more before I give you an answer.
Thank you, sir. And that email again, please.
radio@sim-trainer.com.
I thank you kindly, sir.
Thanks very much. And you can also get that. There's a link to that on our website at sim-trainer.com. You can go to there's a radio link there for the email, as well as you can go to our email form and send us an email directly from the website as well. So go ahead and send us that information. Lay out as much detail as you can about the question, and we'll get a better answer to you before we get to the next show, and we'll be able to address that in the next show. Jeff, thanks for giving us a call today. Cindy, I want to thank you so much for coming down to Dayton and being with us for Shooting from the Hip. We've had a good time today, and our the whole First Shots program has just been such a tremendous boon for us as a range, getting more people in the Dayton area to understand about the shooting sports and to get introduced. We've had a lot of people come in and handle the firearms for the first time. I think my favorite story is a friend of mine who was petrified of firearms and almost couldn't bring herself to walk into the range when she first got to the range. I mean, she was almost, she's probably coming listening to the show, so I'm not going to give her name, but she was almost just sick driving down the freeway coming from her house to the range because she was so nervous and almost couldn't bring herself to get through the door once we'd gone through the class, but shot a really tiny little group on that first target and started to realize, hey, you know, I can do this. She was in our second class, and she's now a complete advocate, recognizes the need to keep and bear arms, and says, you know, this is something that people, average people, can do, and as a responsible citizen, it's something you need to do.
Absolutely. And, you know, Mark, some great person once said, you know, we fear that which we don't understand.
Absolutely.
And First Shots helps people understand. I would encourage anybody that's listening to visit Sim Trainer, give them a call, find out about the First Shots program. I know you offer it once a month at least,
yeah,
and probably more in 2010. And also on that note, our website, firstshots.org, firstshots.org.
If you didn't get all that, if you go to sim-trainer.com, it's linked on our page as well.
You have a link there?
Yeah, we have a link on the First Shots page.
You can find a range in any state. So if you have relatives that live elsewhere, or you know someone, friends from school, or whomever, they can find a range that they can learn more.
It's a fantastic program. It's probably the best way that I've seen that is on a recurring basis. NRA has NRA Day. Usually those are done once a year, and that's also a great program. But the First Shots program happens all over the country and all over the in many times each year. It's a great way for a very basic introduction to the shooting sports. Cindy, thanks so much for coming down to Dayton and being with us on the show. We've had a good time. We've still got one more class to go, so the day's not hardly over yet.
Thanks, Mark.
Folks, if you'd like to send us an email, radio@sim-trainer.com, we'll try to get your information and get answers back to you on the air. We'll be back next week with more Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.